You're listening to the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast, and on today's episode, we're talking why raising your prices is the best thing that you could ever do for your photography business. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Sean Brown, and if you had told me years ago that I would be a professional photographer today, I would have said that you were crazy. Since then, I've been able to grow my photography business to six figures per year and haven't looked back. Now, with over 8 years of experience of figuring out what to do and more importantly, what not to do, I help photographers build the thriving photography business that they've always dreamed of so that they can have more time, flexibility, and freedom to do what they truly want to do. And you want to know the best part? I'm showing you how to make that happen for yourself in this audio series. This is Shoot for Success. Hey there, photography friends. Sean Brown here, and really excited to have you for episode 2 of our pricing series, talking all things pricing, and most importantly, how do you create a profitable, sustainable business? So this is episode 2. Today, we are going to be talking about why raising your prices is the best thing you could ever do, but if you haven't already checked out the first in the series, episode 101, we're talking also why most photographers have no clue how to price themselves and how with a few simple changes, you can really get your pricing dialed in so that you aren't at the end of the year going, what the heck happened to all this money that I made during the year? It either all went to expenses or taxes or other things, whatever it is we call life, all those things. And at the end of the day, I'm not really making any money. So if you haven't already checked that out, well, bookmark that, save it, download it, all that stuff. To anything you do need to do to remind yourself to go back and watch that, or I should say listen to that after this episode. So today we're going to take this in a little bit of a different direction. And one of the things that what I have to do as a coach is to help photographers, we'll say, see the light at the end of the tunnel. And one of the things that results in is needing to overcome some fears, some anxieties that you as a photographer might be experiencing. And so in today's episode, we're going to dive into some of the most common fears, misbeliefs, limiting beliefs around raising prices. Because chances are if you haven't raised your prices, it's for a reason, and that reason typically is that there is some fear, some uncertainty of why you should raise your prices. So we're going to dive into that, and then we're also going to talk about why high prices leads to more booked clients. So you're not going to want to miss this one, and definitely stick around until the end where we really dive into this, because one of the things that I remember, this was probably back in 2015 or so. I had been in business for about 2 years at this point. And one of the things that I remember is I was beginning to see some signs of success in my business. And in fact, I remember looking at my calendar and it was like nearly full. It was the biggest year that I had yet. In fact, it was about 20 clients. And at the end of the year, I remember, and I think I may have told this episode, it's a story on another episode, but I apologize if it's a repeat, but it's just kind of shows the importance, the magnitude of this decision on my business long term. And it was me sitting down at the end of the year, photographed 20 seniors, thought I was rocking it. You know, there's some people struggling to book 10 and I'm here at 20 and all that stuff. And I had bigger aspirations and bigger goals. And I look back and I was going, okay, I'm crushing it. Things are going well. Making $750 at least a pop on each senior. Well, we ran the numbers at the end of the year. I remember handing over the papers to my accountant and she goes, wow, you've had a great year for photography. And I think I had made like $10,000 after kind of expenses and all that stuff, like $10,000. So I'd put in a lot of work. This wasn't counting all the marketing, all of, like just all the stuff that we do, you know, spending hours working on our website and tweaking and creating client materials like welcome packets and inquiry magazines and, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, right? And one of the things that I remember is saying, holy cow, if it took me this much work to make 10K in my business, and my goal is to make 100K, all of a sudden, I have to work 10 times as hard. And many of you may be feeling this as well, where you say, you know what, I made 10K or 20K, my goal's 100K, and I'm already working so many hours. I'm already working so hard. I feel exhausted. You know, I sit down at my computer, I work for 8 hours, and I stand up from my computer to pick up my kid from school or whatever it may be. And I feel like I've got nothing done. I feel like there's always more work to be done. And this is just kind of entrepreneurs who are solopreneurs who haven't learned how to do the right steps yet. That's kind of how we operate a business. We just kind of work and work and work, and we think that hard work and effort and energy is all that we need to do in order to build a successful business. And one of the traps that we see is that when things start going well, we all of a sudden think, okay, perfect, I've found the solution. I've figured it out. I'm seeing signs of success. This is working, right? It's kind of like Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars, it's working, when he's like doing his pod racer and all that stuff. And that's kind of how we feel, right? That's how I felt. All of a sudden, I saw some signs of success in my business, and I realized that that success was probably going to be all I see unless things change. And as photographers, there is what we would call a breaking point for many students that I have worked with, and the mastermind, the academy, all that stuff. And the breaking point is they say, we want this and we can't get it because of X, Y, or Z. Maybe it's we don't know how. Maybe it's you need to do things and you're not sure what things you need to do, you know, whatever it may be. But you say enough's enough. You say, in order to get this, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it in the way that I think I need to, which is work harder, work longer, all that stuff. So here I am sitting with my accountant, and I've got these goals. I need to 10x my business. Something has to give. So I have two options. So one, if I photograph 20 seniors, well, in order to 10x it, that's 200 seniors. And I go, holy cow. Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to be doing that. So let's figure something else out. And so the only other answer, the only other realization that I come to is, well, I have to raise my prices. And I was scared poopless. That's what we'll say in the podcast. Keep it PG for all you guys. So if you got kids in the car, it just said the word poop. So I hope they're laughing. But at the end of the day, I realized that I was scared because I realized that in order to photograph about 40 seniors a year, and I want to make 100K, I have to be doing about $2,500 per session. That's just revenue. That's not even take home. And I'm going, oh my gosh. I'm going from $750 to $2,500 per client. That is a 3x increase. Who in the world is going to pay that? And send me a DM if you're like, yep, been there, done that. I've felt that before. Thinking, holy cow, who's going to buy that? Who's going to invest in me? Am I even worth $2,500 for picking up a camera? And so what I did is I remember I had one senior left. So we had a fall session that year. And one of the things that I remember was I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come into my sales session and I'm going to have my old pricing and I'm going to have my new pricing. I'm going to raise my prices. And what I did is I remember sitting down at that sales session. I said, here's the old pricing. Here's what you get. Here's the new pricing. Here's how it's even better. And this new pricing was structured a little bit differently. It was a little bit more expensive, we'll say, but it allowed me to create a cost of business, or I should say, it allowed me to sustain my business. It would have been the pricing that my business needed. And what that client said is, yeah, we'd love to do your new pricing. Let's do it. I went from $750 to $2,500 just like that. Now, I'm not saying that this is the easiest, but I remember that the hardest part about raising your prices is, how do we get people to book us? What happens if nobody books us? What if nobody's going to spend this? And so what we often do as photographers is that we sit here and we say, something's got to give. It's either me or my business. Either I'm going to be in for a lot of pain over the years by just trying to do what I need to, or something is going to give in my business. And for me, I chose that something was going to give in my business, and it was going to be pricing. And one of the big things that I hear, and kind of these four misbeliefs that I hear from a lot of photographers, is probably the most common one. And that's the one that I had, which was, you know, if I raise my prices, no one's going to book me. There's so many cheaper photographers in town. Why should they choose me? And one of the things that I realized is that if I was going to be the go-to photographer, I certainly couldn't do it on low prices. And I certainly wasn't going to be able to do that by being average. And I realized that over the years, what I had done is not only had I put myself in the average category or the mediocre category, but I had subconsciously done that for my brand and for my clients as well. Because if we're going to invest in something and we want it to be the best, well, the price tag is probably going to be a little uncomfortable for us. It's going to be the best. It's going to be the highest price. And so chances are, is if you are in the middle, you have one of two scenarios happening with you. We run into the scenario where maybe you are absolutely crushing it. Maybe you have so many clients that you don't know what to do. Maybe you're at 40, 50, 60, 100 seniors a year. In fact, I was speaking with a gentleman at Imaging USA, and he asked me kind of an odd question. And this happens from time to time where photographers, what we do is we ask not necessarily the wrong question, but we ask questions that aren't as telling for the health of your business. He comes up to me, and I was standing at Networking Avenue, which is super cool, by the way. It's Imaging USA, and they had a bunch of tables with signs where it says like high school seniors and headshots and weddings and boudoir and sports and teams, individuals, all that stuff. It was super cool. And you have a bunch of speakers that are on those categories, basically just kind of hanging out and sharing stories and telling and educating and all that. It was super cool. And so the gentleman comes up to me and he goes, I'm not sure if he knew I was the speaker or not. He comes up, he's like, oh, are you a senior photographer? And he's like, well, how many seniors did you do? And I was like, well, last year I cut back, so I was about 35 seniors a year. He goes, oh, okay, well, that's pretty good. He goes, I shot 90. And it's kind of one of those things where what happens is we get so set on the number of clients that are going to book us, and we forget to ask ourselves, well, how is the whole business set up? So I asked him, I go, oh, that's awesome. Like, where's your sales average at for them? He goes, oh, it's about $600 a senior. Okay, so mental math real quick. So you did about 50 grand in clients. Awesome. That's amazing for many people. However, one of the things we ask ourselves is that business healthy long term? And so for me personally, I would much rather do 35 seniors at a $4,200 average than I would 90 seniors a year. To me, the health of my business, I view it as, what is it doing overall? How is it doing in terms of revenue? What is actually happening? And so as photographers, we kind of get sucked into like this thing of like our success is tied to the number of people that we book. And so if we raise our prices and we lose clients, maybe we go from like 90 to, holy cow, what if we go to 20? But all of a sudden we've quadrupled our pricing. Well, are we not actually making the exact same, but our effort and our energy is in a different spot? In fact, we're able to serve our clients better. We're able to provide them a higher quality service because we're not stretched thin in as many areas. And so this is one of the things we have to ask ourselves is, hey, is this the route we want to go? Are we okay that not everybody's going to book us? And in fact, not everybody should be booking you. And so when we raise our prices, we have to overcome, well, some people won't book you. Some people won't be wanting to work with us anymore. And so if you are saying, you know what, I'm already seeing success, well, we have to ask ourselves, well, what's the health of your business? Is your business doing what it should be doing, which is ultimately generating revenue, but most importantly, providing a framework, a structure that allows you to do what you want to do, to travel, to spend time with your family, to be able to have some time to yourself. That's how we would classify a healthy business. And so when we say, well, we have already a lot of clients, we don't want to lose them, we have to ask ourselves, are you hitting the goals that you want to currently? We also have this kind of idea that if we raise our prices, no one will book us, and it stems from, well, you're just not booking clients from the start. And if we can't book clients at a low price, well, then why would they ever book us at a high price? And so what happens is we can see that perhaps the reasons that you're struggling to book people is because all of these clients who are looking for the lowest priced photographer, they're fighting over who they're going to book. And chances are they're booking based on who's the cheapest or who's got the quickest turnaround time for them. Those are kind of the two big things. And so the question becomes not only what your business wants to look like, but is the current path you're on the best way forward? And we want to say, okay, maybe not, maybe it is, but we have to ask ourselves, well, if you were to be seeing the signs of success, awesome. You don't need to change your pricing, don't do anything. But if you're not, perhaps it's the pricing that needs to give. And we say, all right, well, I'm booking some seniors, but all right, I think I'm just going to try another year. Well, sooner or later, you will hit your breaking point. And so, for example, let's say you want to do 100K. Well, cool. Now we need to ask ourselves, what's the best way to get there? And especially if you're like, well, I'm just going to do $500 a session, 100K, that's 200 sessions a year. That's before taxes. Then we talk about taxes, and not to mention we've got things like editing and how many clients can we even book? How many clients in our area? If you're in a small town, you're like, dude, we don't even have 100 kids in our high school, much less 100 seniors. So now we have to go to all these outside towns, right? So we look at what is the best way forward. And usually it's not a result of having the lowest prices. It's kind of a race to the bottom. We also have to overcome this misbelief that people won't pay that much for senior photography, or people in my town don't have that much money. And we ask ourselves, okay, well, where are we getting this information? And chances are you say, well, people won't pay that much for photography because, well, I looked around and this photographer and this photographer and this photographer, they were all charging about this amount. And so that's kind of where I priced myself. Where we say, well, people in my town really don't have money. And we have to ask ourselves, well, is this us projecting our own limiting beliefs on our prospective clients? Is this us saying just because we wouldn't means that for everybody else? Or are we saying, no, that's almost kind of take it as fact? And then I always ask my coaching students, well, do people in your town really not have money? So Okay, so all right, so nobody in your town has money, so probably no one has an iPhone, nobody drives a Tesla or Mercedes or BMW, nobody has a luxury handbag, a Coach or a Louis Vuitton or Michael Kors. And by then my students are like, oh, okay, nope, they do. And so what we've seen is that we've created this narrative, this limiting belief about money, that just because you might not pay doesn't mean that others won't as well. And perhaps the reason why we say, well, there are no high-priced photographers is just because there isn't anybody who's decided and attempted to reach that market. How many photographers maybe stopped short of doing that? And how amazing and powerful would it be if you all of a sudden can come in there and be the luxury photographer for so many of those clients who want that, but they simply just haven't been given the opportunity to actually invest in that service because there is no option. So we have to look at it from, will people truly not pay, or is this just a story that we're telling us ourselves in order to keep it safe, to play a little bit what we would call small ball, where maybe we have aspirations of the major league, but we're gonna settle for the minors, right? It's a baseball reference for those of you guys who are like, yeah, I have no idea what Sean's talking about. So think professional versus, you know, semi-pro. Are you gonna be the semi-pro or do you wanna be the pro? Hopefully you wanna be the pro. We also run into a lot of photographers settling in this, what we would call the safe spot, right? It's kind of, are you playing small ball? Are you playing in the big leagues? When we settle, when we're in this safe spot, what happens is we experience the price squeeze effect. And in fact, what this is in summary, you've maybe heard me talk about this, it's the photographers in the middle are left with the least amount of clients. The clients that value us go to the high-priced photographer. The clients that don't value us go to the low-priced. And so what you experience is that when we say, hey, I'm going to price myself in the middle because that's the safe spot. That's, you know, it's not too expensive. It's not cheap. So I'm just kind of, you know, I'm kind of your average photographer, right? I'm not super expensive. So therefore, people book me, and definitely not cheap. So that people that actually value it are going to book me too, right? And we see that that's not really happens. In fact, what happens is we squeeze ourselves out of that. Not only that, but when you're priced in the middle, we also experience that the people that are around us, the number of photographers, is a ton because every other photographer feels like this is like the safe one. It's kind of like Goldilocks. I think that's right. Right? Goldilocks, the three bears, all that stuff. The porridge cups, small, medium, large, or whatever. She's like, ah, this one's just right. Right? Kind of like the Goldilocks, where it's like, ah, this pricing feels just right. But what happens is we realize that there's a ton of competition and there aren't a ton of clients. And so this often results in not booking clients as effectively as you could. And so then you finally say, all right, Sean, I've given in. Enough is enough. I'm raising my prices. And then we wait and we go, oh no, nobody booked on my new pricing. So this is often, I have to preface this, that when you raise your prices, you can't do the exact same, okay? When you raise your prices, you can't do the exact same things you've always done, because raising your prices is only half the story. And in fact, if you do raise your prices and don't work on other areas of your business, namely the value that you're providing to your prospective clients or your clients, and you're outperforming the price of the service, well, you're going to have some issues booking. So what you need to do is, when you do raise your prices, you need to then say, here is how we're providing this experience. Here's how it is worth the investment. And so when you do that, it's typically, when you're not seeing bookings, not actually a pricing issue, but a marketing issue. And so we'll dive into that whole nother podcast on that. But remember that when you raise your prices, you also need to make sure that not only your experience that your clients have with you is justified with the pricing, but also your marketing and your messaging. Does it reflect that new premium pricing? Now, if you're struggling and you're like, okay, I don't even know where to start raising my prices, one of the things that we've put together for you as part of this year's Senior Style Guides Connect event online, or CEO, is a whole bonus bundle on all things pricing. So when you enroll in CEO, it's myself along with 21 other amazing high school senior photographers coaching on a variety of topics like marketing and branding and posing and editorial work and senior model programs and, of course, pricing, where I'm teaching all about how can we sell without being salesy, because that's the number one question. One of the things is you likely know that in order to raise your prices, photography products and in-person sales is the most effective way to do that. And in that whole training, we're breaking down exactly how you can make sure that you sell without being salesy, right? How can you make sure you're not the used car salesman in the lot, but rather the friend who's suggesting a service to you? So when you enroll, you'll get access to all the trainings, all 21 plus trainings. In addition to $1,800 of bonuses, I'm also throwing in the Art of Selling training. You get instant access to that. You also get a month free to the mastermind, and those are going to help you move your business forward. Namely, how do you know what to put in your collections, how to structure them, how to price yourself, all of that. So if you're interested in that, head to seniorphotographyeducation.com/CEO. Alternatively, you can send us a message at Senior Photo Education with the word CEO, and we'll send you a link right on Instagram. So hope to see you there. Now we have to ask ourselves the question of, okay, you said that when we raise our prices, you're going to book more clients. You said, hey, you went from 20 seniors a year to about 40 seniors when we tripled our pricing. So one of the things that we have to realize is that there's actually a psychological effect that happens with when we raise our prices. So many photographers don't realize this. We use marketing, our pricing as a marketing tool, but in the wrong way. We often use this as like, hey, grab a sale or here's a discount and all that stuff. And we forget that there's actually some incredible value built in to what it is that we do in terms of our photography services when we price it at a premium. And so when you have these fears about raising your prices, and fears about our clients going to book me, we also have to look at it from the positives as well. And the first, why high prices is going to help you book more clients, is that it actually helps separate you from the crowd. So chances are, like I mentioned, you were feeling like you didn't have a ton of clients, and chances are you're either in the middle or you're a lower priced photographer, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's maybe you need some more experience to feel like you were capable of delivering on this new amazing offer that you're about to put in front of your clients or whatever it may be. But as people, we are hardwired over millions of years to create what we call heuristics or shortcuts in our brain. And one of the shortcuts in our brain is that we match price with quality. We have sayings in our world, well, you get what you pay for, right? And what do you think that's an example of? It's the exact same thing where it's you get what you pay for. It's the lower the price, the lower the quality, and the higher the price, the better the quality. We see this in our day-to-day. And so when we say, hey, we want to be the go-to photographer in our market, yet we hold ourselves back with low or medium prices, well, how many of the best brands in the world are the cheaper or low priced option? Just think for a second. Chances are not many come to mind because there aren't many that are known as the best brand that aren't the most expensive. And we can look at this pretty objectively. Chances are you're not going to go out there and say that a handbag from Walmart is superior to the Louis Vuitton bag. When we look at it holistically in terms of like the service, there's typically like a white glove treatment when we walk into the Louis Vuitton store. They've curated their product collection. It's clean. It's cleanly. They don't have misaligned items or tags that are missing, right? Like we might walk into in a Walmart where everything's kind of looks disheveled and all this other stuff. And there's a level of service, of quality that we can expect when working with these luxury brands. And so for you as a photographer, would you rather be the brand on the shelf that's disheveled, that everything isn't in line properly? It's kind of just, you know, scattered about, and perhaps maybe the price tag is missing. Or would you rather be the Louis Vuitton bag that you know that the person behind the sales counter is actually somewhat invested in the brand, who actually cares, who is out there to serve you the best? And typically our clients want that as well. So when we raise our prices and the experience, the value matches what we're providing or the price that we're at, well, what also happens is that we're separating ourselves from the crowd solely based on price. And this kind of ties into you being elevated as the premium photographer. What happens is, for those who are looking for the premium option, it was kind of like if you were to have a plumbing accident in your home and all of a sudden like water is coming through the ceiling. Well, you don't call the dude who helped you spread mulch around your yard, right? We're going to call a specialist. We're going to call a guy who actually knows what they're doing. And so often when we are the specialist, when we are the highest price, when we do lean into that brand as the premium option, well, what happens is we also have more people seeking us out. We're known as that photographer, right? When we're seen as the best, when our pricing supports that, well, we now become not just a photographer, but the photographer. In fact, I have people come to me and they go, oh my gosh, like, we've heard you're amazing to work with and that you're the best. And they already know that it's going to be a little bit of an investment solely because they know that I'm the best. And if people are saying that I'm the best, that typically comes with a price tag as well. And so as you look to book more clients, separating yourself from the crowd, from all the competition, is a great way of doing that, because how many medium and low price photographers are there, and how many premium price photographers are there? There are more that are priced in the middle and the low end than there are the high end. And so you inevitably stand out amongst the crowd. What also happens is we attract better clients, and we attract clients who actually value photography, who seek you out because you are higher priced. They know that if they're going to invest in their photography experience, they want it to be the best. They want it to be with the absolute epitome of senior photographers in their area. And when we are higher priced, subconsciously, our brains tell us that they're the best. And so you get people that value photography seeking you out simply because of your price. Again, we have to back up the service, and this isn't to say that pricing fixes all of your problems, but it's a step in the right direction. And we also allow ourselves to be less drained when we raise our prices. How long are you willing to try to keep serving everybody? And wouldn't you rather double down on only working with the best photographers? And when we're cheap, we kind of operate from this high volume or bust model, where you either photograph 100 sessions a year and 100 or 200 sessions a year and make what you need to, or you don't and you're kind of out of business. You have to go find that job again. You have to go back to whatever it is that you were doing beforehand. And so oftentimes what we do is we want to have all these clients, but we don't necessarily think that we're going to be able to serve our clients to the best of our ability. So wouldn't you rather raise your prices and be able to serve your clients to a more full extent, a better extent? Or are you okay with trying to just keep chugging through the client volume just to chug through the client volume? And lastly, when we raise our prices, when we focus on not necessarily booking every client, but booking the clients that care, we're also able to elevate our experience that we're offering. And when we focus on saying, hey, rather than focusing on 100 sessions a year, when we focus on 40 or 50, and we put the right processes in place, the right systems, the automation, all that stuff, how much better, how much more intimately can we serve our clients and provide them a better service? And when we provide this better service, doesn't that justify the prices that we're charging? And so as you kind of ruminate on this, as you stew in all of this information, I urge you that you take those steps to raise your prices, to see that there is a way forward of moving your business in not only a more profitable way, but a more sustainable way as well. So I hope that this episode was good. Let us know how you liked it. Shoot us an DM over on the Instagrams at Senior Photo Education. Would love to hear from you. We're going to be putting out episode 3 of the pricing series in just a second. Make sure you head back to episode 101, catch the first in the series. We're going to also, I mentioned this in the other episode, we're going to be testing out doing some like series of, you know, pricing series, and we did senior rep series and all that stuff. So if there's another series you'd love to hear about, let me know in the direct messages at Senior Photo Education. And as always, make sure to leave a review. If you like the podcast, leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, well, apologize. Send us a DM and let us know why you didn't like it. But hopefully you liked it. So leave a written review. And if you haven't already done that, send us a DM with the review, just a screenshot so we know who you are, because we do enter you to win some cool prizes. One-on-one coaching sessions, things from the senior photography store, all these other things, you know, templates and Canvas templates and giveaways and all that good stuff. So the only way you can get that is by leaving a review over on Apple iTunes. So just send us a screenshot, all that, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll have the next episode in the pricing series out on Monday, the 16th of February. So hope to see you there. Make sure to hit like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And as always, we'll see you on the next episode of the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast. We'll see you later. One of the things I discovered early on in photography is that working harder isn't what builds a successful business. In fact, after coaching hundreds of photographers in every market across the country, the number one trait that they all shared when they were struggling was working harder than ever in hopes that things would finally come together. It wasn't until they figured out how to implement the proper frameworks and strategies that their business took off. That's why I've created this free on-demand video training series, the Intro to Senior Photography Crash Course, to help photographers who want to start or grow their businesses without spending years struggling trying to figure it out on their own. In this free training, I will teach you the steps you need to take that people like myself, along with hundreds of other photographers, have used to build their thriving senior photography business and be able to live the life they want to live. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to unlock how to make that happen for you and your business, and say yes to being the successful senior photographer you've always dreamed of being.